Los Angeles area law enforcement on heightened alert after Trump assassination attempt. Los Angeles area law enforcement officials remain on heightened alert Sunday following an assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, although there were no known threats locally. The LAPD is monitoring the shooting that occurred in Pennsylvania involving former President Trump, and there is no known threat or connection to the city of Los Angeles, LAPD Interim Chief Dominic Choi said in a statement posted on the social platform X. We will continue to work with our federal partners to ensure Los Angeles remains safe. Mr. Choi went on to say, "We are grateful to hear that former President Trump is safe and devastated to learn of innocent people attending being killed and others critically injured. We must condemn this violence and remind ourselves what happened in Pennsylvania is unacceptable and tragic and has no place in America. All people and political affiliations have a place here." The LA County Sheriff's Department, meanwhile, issued a similar statement. "We are closely monitoring the recent assassination attempt of former President Trump and working with our federal and regional partners to ensure the safety of our communities in LA County," the agency said on X. "The department will continue to monitor this evolving incident and will be increasing patrol checks as a precaution. Currently, there are no specific or credible threats to LA County." The Long Beach Police Department weighed in with its own statement. "We are aware of the security incident in Pennsylvania and are in constant contact with our law enforcement partners in the region. We will have an increased police presence," the LBPD posted Saturday. "As always, please remember to see something, say something. Report suspicious activity by calling police dispatch at 562-435-6711. Call 911 for emergencies." Meanwhile, state and local officials condemned the shooting that left two people dead, including the gunman, two others critically injured, and former President Trump wounded by a bullet he said pierced the upper part of my right ear. Governor Gavin Newsom said, "Violence has no place in our democracy. My thoughts are with President Trump and everyone impacted at the rally today." Said Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, "What just happened today in Pennsylvania is unacceptable and tragic. Political violence has no place in our nation. I wish former President Trump a full recovery, and my thoughts are with all of those impacted this evening." Los Angeles County Supervisor Janice Hahn wrote on X, "While I don't agree with his politics, I absolutely believe that former President Trump and all candidates have the right to safely campaign in public without fear of violence. It is a cornerstone of our democracy. Political violence has no place in the United States." Representative Adam Schiff also reacted, horrified by this apparent assassination attempt. "There is no place for political violence in our democracy. Absolutely none. Grateful for the swift response by law enforcement and Secret Service. Wishing President Trump a swift recovery." Steve Garvey, the Republican former baseball star running against Schiff for the Senate seat formerly held by the late Dianne Feinstein, said in a statement, "My thoughts and prayers are with President Trump for a speedy recovery, and with the families of the innocent rally supporters who were tragically affected. We must also appreciate and thank the bravery of the Secret Service members who courageously protected the former president and everyone present." Current California Senators Alex Padilla and LaFonza Butler shared similar sentiments on social media. "There is no place in our democracy for political violence," Mr. Padilla wrote. "I am keeping the former president and those attending his rally in my thoughts. Grateful for law enforcement's quick action to protect those in attendance." Added Ms. Butler, "My thoughts and prayers are with former President Trump and his family, as well as all the Americans who were present at the rally. We must not allow political violence to become acceptable in our democracy," said former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. "As one whose family has been the victim of political violence, I know firsthand that political violence of any kind has no place in our society. I thank God that former President Trump is safe." The Los Angeles County Republican Party said in a post on X, God be with President Trump. Hatred and violence is never the answer. Jessica Milan Patterson, chairwoman of the California Republican Party, said, "Please join me in praying for President Trump and praying for our country." The Orange County Republican Party stated that attempted assassination of President Trump should shock the soul of our country. As Americans, the future of our country has always been decided by the vote of the American people. California Secretary of State Shirley Weber reflected on a lifetime of witnessing too many acts of political violence in America. "Going back decades, too many people have been harmed or killed for what they believe. We resolve political differences at the ballot box, through activism and by participating in political discourse. There is absolutely no room for political violence. My heart goes out to the victims and their families of this terrible tragedy. We are praying for the former president and those who were injured for a rapid recovery. We will keep those who have lost their lives and their families in our prayers. As Secretary of State, I am committed to making sure everyone feels safe in participating in every aspect of the political process. Everyone has a right to express their political views, have their voices heard, attend rallies, hold signs, participate as election workers, and vote. We must work together to protect the integrity of our democratic system and the safety of our communities." Former President Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, grabbed his right ear and ducked to the ground after several shots were heard Saturday afternoon while he was delivering a campaign speech. He was swarmed by Secret Service agents and whisked away from the site after being photographed with apparent blood on his face. The Secret Service issued a statement about the shooting during former President Trump's campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, on the evening of July 13 at approximately 6:15 p.m. A suspected shooter fired multiple shots toward the stage from an elevated position outside of the rally venue. U.S. Secret Service personnel neutralized the shooter, who is now deceased. U.S. Secret Service quickly responded with protective measures, and former President Trump is safe. One spectator was killed, and two spectators were critically injured. This incident is currently under investigation, and the Secret Service has notified the FBI. The FBI said the deceased and two critically injured attendees were men. The gunman was identified as Thomas Matthew Crooks, 20, of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. NBC reported that he was a registered Republican. A bomb squad was dispatched to his home. Reports indicated that he had an AR-style rifle and was about 150 yards away from the stage on top of a shed outside the rally's perimeter and to former President Trump's right, and that he was killed by a Secret Service counter-sniper team. An investigation was underway by the Secret Service, as well as the FBI and local and regional law enforcement agencies. According to media reports, Mr. Crooks graduated from Bethel Park High School in 2022 and had no criminal record. Witnesses said he was wearing a gray t-shirt with an American flag on the sleeve, matching merchandise sold by the popular YouTube firearm channel Demolition Ranch, which has more than 11 million subscribers and frequently posts videos about various types of weaponry. The FBI issued a statement noting it has assumed the lead in investigating the shooting. It said special agents of the FBI Pittsburgh field office responded immediately, including crisis response team members and evidence response technicians. "We will continue to support this investigation with the full resources of the FBI, alongside our partners at the U.S. Secret Service and state and local law enforcement. Anyone with information that may assist with the investigation is asked to call our tip line at 1-800-CALL-FBI. Photos and videos can be submitted at fbi.gov/butler. Former President Trump issued a statement on his Truth Social platform confirming he was shot. "I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong in that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place, so I realized then what was happening. God bless America." Former President Trump issued words of thanks and prayers. I want to thank the United States Secret Service and all of law enforcement for their rapid response on the shooting that just took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed, and also to the family of another person that was badly injured. It is incredible that such an act can take place in our country. Nothing is known at this time about the shooter, who is now dead. Former President Trump later flew to Newark, New Jersey, arriving early Sunday morning, Eastern Daylight Time. On Sunday, former First Lady Melania Trump issued a lengthy statement on social media. "I am thinking of you now, my fellow Americans. America, the fabric of our gentle nation, is tattered, but our courage and common sense must ascend and bring us back together as one," she wrote. "When I watched that violent bullet strike my husband, Donald, I realized my life, Barron's life, were on the brink of devastating change. To the families of the innocent victims who are now suffering from this heinous act, I humbly offer my sincerest sympathy. Your need to summon your inner strength for such a terrible reason saddens me. Let us not forget that differing opinions, policy, and political games are inferior to love," the former First Lady continued. President Joe Biden reacted to the shooting in a statement, saying, "I'm grateful to hear that he's safe and doing well. I'm praying for him and his family and for all those who were at the rally, as we await further information. Jill and I are grateful to the Secret Service for getting him to safety. There's no place for this kind of violence in America. We must unite as one nation to condemn it." In an address to the nation shortly after 5:10 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Saturday from Delaware, President Biden called the violence sick. The White House announced later President Biden had spoken to former President Trump, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, and Butler Mayor Bob Dandoy. President Biden immediately returned to Washington and was scheduled to receive an updated briefing in the morning from Homeland Security and law enforcement officials. Vice President Kamala Harris also issued a statement about the shooting on behalf of herself and Second Gentleman Douglas Emhoff. "Doug and I are relieved that he is not seriously injured. We are praying for him, his family, and all those who have been injured and impacted by this senseless shooting. We are grateful to the United States Secret Service, first responders, and local authorities for their immediate action. Violence such as this has no place in our nation. We must all condemn this abhorrent act and do our part to ensure that it does not lead to more violence." Former President Barack Obama issued the following statement: "There is absolutely no place for political violence in our democracy. Although we don't yet know exactly what happened, we should all be relieved that former President Trump wasn't seriously hurt, and use this moment to recommit ourselves to civility and respect in our politics."